When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Hey, girl. Or dude. Won't you come and get you some of this?
The BS knows all about missed connections.
Hey, how you doing?
But can you guess the sexes? It's time to play Nothing Personal.
Welcome back to the program. It's the BS. Good morning. My name's Jason Bailey. There is the lovely Nikki D. And there's Nelson and Kyle on the other side of the glass. Hello to all those of you that have joined us in the live stream on the BS Facebook as well as the 98 Rock Facebook. We started doing that this week. It is a lot of work to continue to talk during the commercials, too. But you guys are right. People dig that for whatever reason.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. Bert Kreischer will be in town. Got a pair of tickets up for grabs here. He'll be at Stockton Arena February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour, courtesy of ASM Stockton. We'll do a round of Nothing Personal. We got Dan in Roseville. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys?
I'm good. I'm good. Nikki, you good?
I'm great.
Yeah, Nelson, you good?
I'm good, yeah.
You know what I did, Dan? Speaking of Dan, look at this. I just found out something about myself. I enjoy a large man's ass in jeans.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, not like sexually, but like artistically. Because Nelson got up, and Nelson's a large man.
I am.
You know, but he's got no ass. And there's something about that, like, fat guys in jeans, the jeans are never tight, usually. They're baggy. Mm-hmm. So it's that, and I'm a baggy, I like baggy jeans. So it's that bagginess in your ass that I really like. And you know what it reminds me of? Dan, speaking of Dan, is Dan from Roseanne. His jeans were awesome. His ass was awesome in Roseanne.
I'm like, how are you getting to this?
Okay, Dan the drywall man.
Dan the drywall man.
I'm wondering the same thing, but I think you might like my ass then, Bailey.
Are you a big guy?
I'm decent size, I'd say.
Give me LBs. How many?
230.
No, that's not a big guy.
You got to lose 10 pounds for the new year, and he's going to be rock hard again. You know what I mean?
You and I are about the same weight. So,
you're 15 pounds from abs.
All right. Your competition, Dan, is the lovely Christina, also in Roseville. How are you, Christina?
I'm good. You?
Good. Any chance you're a large man with an ass and jeans?
I definitely have the ass.
I'm sure it's a nice ass, Christina. I'm just playing. All right. So here's the deal, boys and girls. The game is called Nothing Personal. These are real stories that we've gone to our super secret special website and found. These are people in and around Sacramento that have brushed with love and are trying to look for the person once again. So your options will be man for woman, man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. There are little clues in each of these stories. Nikki D will help you along the way, both of you, and give me the right answer. You get a point. If not, your competition gets to steal. Dan, Christina, do we understand?
Yes, I'm.
All right, Dan, you're up first. Here we go. Anonymous, El Dorado Hills. I did not expect to see something so priceless at this estate sale, but then you walked in looking so tasty in your hat and jeans. You're a little older, but I could see myself all snuggled up right next to you. I feel like you felt it too. There wasn't time to get your number, but I hope you picked up on all the body contact I tried to make. Let's meet up and I'll really show you what this body feels like. Let me be your diamond in the rough of sex. Man for woman, man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. There was a very, very important piece of information in that story. All right. Dan and Nikki D, about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Whatever that information is, I missed it. I'm sure I missed it.
I'm thinking I missed it too.
They're at an estate sale, so I've never been to one of those. I'm trying to think, who goes to estate sales? Everybody. You walked in with a hat and jeans. That makes me think of ladies because I wear hats, but men wear hats too. But they made a lot of body contact and diamond in the rough. I think this is woman for man vibes.
Ooh, that's a good one, Dan. What do you think?
I'm gonna go with Nikki.
Woman for man, locking that in?
Woman for man, yes, locking it in.
That's right.
Woo!
Yeah.
Lord, how did I pull that out? Let's go.
Dudes, don't use the word snuggle.
Mm-mm.
This is 2024. Guys are not allowed to do the junk bump anymore.
No.
So body contact.
Yes.
Women love to grab a man's arm.
Grab their arm or like brush your hand across the back. Mm-hmm. When you be like, excuse me.
Or push the booty up to the pee-pee area. Like, yep. Oh, I get a squeeze by.
Oops,
bump, bump, bump.
Excuse me. Yep. I pick up some paper.
All right. There we go. Dan's on the board. Here we go, Christina. Hoping to find you, Natomas. You were the Marine fresh out of the Corps. The training you put me through was anything but basic. I've got another job your unique skills are perfect for. Looking to find you or some of your former squad again. What does he always say? No one left behind? I've got a special mission for you if you're looking for some hand-to-hand combat. Hi-ya. Man for woman, man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. Christina, Nikki D.
All right, Christina, we have a Marine that's fresh out of the Corps. The reference is no one left behind. That's on the backside and hand-to-hand combat. I'm thinking this is some man-for-man action here.
Mm. I think I'm right there with you.
All right. Locking that in, Christina. Man-for-man. Locking that
Christina?
In?
Christina?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Woohoo! Let's go.
Yay!
That was easy.
Starting this year off strong.
That was easy. It was good, though. Special mission for you.
So good.
No one left, but so good, she says. So good. All right, all tied up. Nicely done. Here we go, Dan. Nothing personal. You stopped me in Safeway to ask me about my kicks. Hey, you. I hope you see this. I'm black. About 5'7", mid-30s. You stopped me in Safeway to ask me about my shoes. I know, they're hot, but not as hot as you. You said you needed a partner. I may have been overthinking, but I was sure you were getting hot and bothered during our conversation. Let's kick those shoes off and have some fun. Kicky fun. Man for woman, man for man, woman for man, woman for woman. That's tough.
Yeah, this one is a little bit tough, Don.
Dan.
Sorry, Dan. Gave me like my own right.
Don, close enough. It's early.
You asked about my kicks, which are shoes. At first, I was thinking that could be a man, but then they said you needed a partner and you're hot and bothered. So then I started thinking this might be some woman for woman action.
Whoa.
So it's either going to be woman for woman or man for woman, but I'm not sure which one.
All right, Dan.
What are you thinking, Dan?
What do you think?
Initially, I was thinking woman for woman.
Wow.
All right, we were on the same page. It's my first answer, woman for woman.
I'm going to lock it in, woman for woman.
Wow.
Why are you saying wow like that?
Because that's right.
Yeah.
That's tough. No. You guys did great. That's why I'm saying wow.
No, you didn't say wow. You said wow.
Well, that's my nothing personal wow.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, next segment, if I say wow, it's going to be wow.
Okay.
Hey, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Wow, Nelson.
No, you got to say like that all day now.
Wow.
Wow, it's really interesting.
Looking at Nelson's bag of jean ass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Christina, Dan's doing well. 2-1. Stay on par here. Let's go. Ugh, I'm going to love this story. Breakfast at Mel's. This might be about me.
It probably is.
My fave. I look forward to the days that you and I bump into each other for breakfast. You with your egg whites and piping hot coffee. I wonder, do you need a little cream to go with that? We've gone from just casual eye contact to actually talking. And I like it. Let's leave these lonely booths behind, and I'll fix you up a special order of my ham and eggs. I promise you'll be plenty full and ready for your day after that.
Ham and eggs. I heard you.
Man for woman, man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman.
Pretty good ad for Mel's, honestly.
Okay, Christina.
Actually, you know what? Do they have those porn like 1-800-900 numbers?
They
I think
do.
I could probably pull it off.
You could,
for sure.
You definitely could.
I think gay guys would like me.
Good side hustle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're at Mills. He's gonna bump into her with some cream, and he wants to fix ham and eggs. Now, I'm not really sure what the ham and eggs reference means, but I'm thinking this is a man for a woman.
You get the ham and eggs.
Huh?
You understand that.
I do.
Okay.
I only think of the Cat in the Hat when I hear that. So what are you thinking, Christina?
Me too.
Yeah, it's hard
because
they can both offer cream, right?
Oh.
They could. You're absolutely right, my friend. So what are you thinking?
I'm trying to think of who would offer ham and eggs, either a guy or a girl.
Or the Cat in the Hat.
You know?
That's a different Dr. Seuss story.
Or it could be some man-on-man action.
Sam I Am is the green eggs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sam's offering it. All right, so what do you want to go with, Christina?
Let's do man to woman.
Man for woman. Is that what you said?
You
that's what I said, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Locking that in?
Yeah.
Not sure, huh?
She
you want to change it?
Sure.
Not sure.
You want to change it?
No.
Okay, because that's right.
Woo-hoo! Let's go!
Yay!
I got to tell you, that
Roll
was tough. You guys are doing well. All right, we still got plenty of time. Here we go. Tied up. Dan the man. Here we go. You're next. MSP Airport.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
My surprise person.
Gotcha.
You were headed to SMF and had your service dog out. Service dog. All I could think about was getting on my hands and knees and showing you how obedient I could be. You invited me over to say hi to your puppy as I was in line to board. You do know I'm loyal, housebroken, and take commands very well. Let me be of service to you. I don't even mind wearing the vest. Plus, I already own my own collar. Doug is... Man for woman, man for man, woman for man, or woman for woman. I think a lot of people missed the last part of it.
All right, so did you add that in? Was that part of the story?
Doggy style was a Jason Bailey.
Okay, I'm like, let me know about this, because I heard it. So... this one's a little bit tough here. Dan, they're going to the airport. This person has a service dog. The person's trying to hit on them that said they are obedient, wearing a collar. We can no longer just assume this is some woman trying to be obedient to some man because everybody's into this BDSM stuff now. So it could, I think, be a woman for a man or either a man for a man.
All right, before you say anything, Dan, because of time, let me tell you this. You both are tied up. If you get this one right, you win. If not, Christina will automatically win.
Oh, the pressure's on.
Mm-hmm. Favorite of Christina.
Well, I'm in the same boat as you, Nikki. I originally thought woman for man, but you're right. It's 2023 and everything goes both ways, right?
It's actually 2024.
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh, 2024. I'm going to write 2023 for the next month, right?
That's even farther than 24.
So what are we going with?
It's up
to
him.
I'm going to have to go with my gut and stick with a woman for man.
Going with his gut.
What was the other option?
Man for man.
Ooh.
Man for man.
Mm-hmm. Both of them very good.
Yes, because this one's a little tricky.
Yeah. Dan. One of the four answers is correct. You're going with what again? Man for woman?
He's woman for man.
Woman for man. You have an opportunity.
What do you think, Nikki?
Well, I think woman for man. That's what I think.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
Okay. But, Dan, you have an opportunity right now to change it if you want.
I'm just going to have to lock it in at that.
Lock it in. Woman for man?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you both.
The pressure's on.
And give a big congratulations.
Uh-oh.
Dan, together, let's say it. Congratulations, Christina.
Oh!
Congratulations, Christina.
The answer is man for man.
Oh! That was our second guest, man.
Yeah,
for me.
I asked you to change it. You didn't want to listen. Nobody listens to me. All right. Dan, you're a good dude. Thank you for listening. Try again tomorrow. We'll have some more tickets. Okay, buddy?
Right on. You guys have a good one.
You too, sir. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Christina, you got Bert Kreischer tickets. Have you ever seen Bert before? Never seen
it? I haven't, no.
Awesome. You're going to have a great time.
Not live.
Stockton Arena.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, February 18th. It's the Tops Off the World Tour, courtesy of ASM Stockton. For everyone else, tickets on sale. Bert, B-E-R-T, for those that don't know, .com. Mm-hmm. All right, Christina, thank you for listening. Have a great day. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Thank you. You guys, too.
All right, send you over to Kyle. That was a good game. Nice job.
That was.
Good job, everybody.
Ooh. You get ham and eggs, right? You don't get what that guy was trying to say?
I don't.
Ham and eggs? What do you usually get, eggs and a pear?
What? You get eggs and a pear.
How many eggs you usually get in order? Order eggs.
They ask you how many you want. One, two, or three.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I thought it was something different.
You did too?
Yeah. I don't know. Is it
ham and eggs?
Like eggs, like balls.
That's exactly what I'm implying.
And ham like butt?
No, ham like piece of meat.
Oh.
Oh. Why wouldn't you say sausage? That's stretching. Ham? No, sausage.
I don't.
Sausage is meat.
Yeah, sausage would be the innuendo.
Absolutely.
Because ham and eggs sounded...
I don't know. Maybe yours looks weird.
Well,
oh, maybe yours. Maybe his looks like a ham.
He probably didn't read the story right. It probably says sausage.
Wow.
And he put ham.
I think his penis looks like a ham.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a
hope it does.
Pig wee wee. Mm-hmm. He's got an oinker.
Honey baked.
Got an oinker twinker.
One of those spiral cuts.
I don't know the entire story. I just know the first part of the story when I was texting back and forth with Nikki last night. About non-related things to this conversation that we're about to have. Guys, you know, like, as we're still new to Sacramento and the state of California, you got to tell us, is the medical thing, is it really, is it just bad?
It's horrible.
Oh, I mean, man.
It is horrible.
Is it just, I want to say us, but in this conversation, her, or is it just bad? Like, I don't want to beat up on nurses and doctors because we appreciate what you do, but we have not had much luck since we've been into town. And wait till you hear this, because I've never heard of any doctor saying this before and going through what Nikki D had to go through yesterday. So we'll get you that story here in a minute. Anyway. It's always an adjustment when you move. We no different. Happy to be here, no doubt. Don't get it twisted. I've been here for, we're going on a year, March,
mm-hmm.
You know, so we're almost up on a year. We're trying to put something together, whether it happens or not, who knows. But, you know, you got things to do when you move, unpack, find a dentist, find a doctor, find a mechanic. You know, you got to have all your go-tos, as I call them, your guys. You got to have a guy for everything. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we have in common, Nikki D, is you and I struggle to find a doctor.
Yes. Struggle is real.
I mean, I went to the ER that one night when I dropped the TV on me and sliced open my forearm and I was bleeding everywhere. I just wanted a tetanus shot. And I sat there for 6+ hours and I finally had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get it. And the next day I went to an urgent care and they, you know, 30 minutes, they you know, put me back together, which was great. But I had to, you know, I couldn't get help. I was like, this isn't real. This is like a third world country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This was horrible. I'd never seen anything like it. And, you know, oh, woe is me. But I'm looking around, especially this older woman, this elderly lady that had been pushed to different hallways like me. She was all bruised up. That lady must have been close to 90 years old. I'm sitting there going, take her, you know, take somebody, talk to this woman, at least talk to her.
Right.
So, you know, I every doctor that I've called, because at the beginning of the year, you know, you should get a physical. I know I do. And I've been trying to make an appointment. And they're like, one person that I talked to before the end of the year, they're like, it was not very nice. And she's like, you got to go on our website, fill out the information, and then we'll get back to you. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So I did that. And it's been over 3 weeks.
No one's gotten back to you.
No one's gotten back to me. I left a message. No one called me back. So it's almost, and, you know, and they say on the website, looking for new patients.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I went through the same thing with trying to find a doctor for my issues I have going on now. I called like 10 offices in one day.
So I don't know what the secret is, but I do think I found a doctor they've been really good at the communication. So I think I found one. Now, Nikki D, on the other hand, last night I was texting back and forth with her about, I don't know, so she brought me some dip back from Georgia. And I didn't even look at the expiration date. You brought me back a can that expired in 2022.
I didn't even know Dip had an expiration date.
Why would they sell that?
Because they know I don't dip, I'm sure. They just was like, oh, we'll give it to her. She doesn't know any better. I didn't.
I don't think I've ever, for the years that I've been dipping, put in a bad dip that or that bad of a dip. I mean, it was so bad I had to spit it out.
So that's how you knew it was expired.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Was it the one that was just single by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, he got me. You know what? That thing's probably been sitting at the front because he gave me one of the logs, too.
Right.
And then that single can.
Yeah, he got you.
Oh, that's crazy.
So that's what I was telling you. I was joking around with her. And then I noticed she wasn't in the mood to joke because she wasn't getting any of my jokes. And I was like, is everything okay?
No.
She was like, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? She goes, doctor. I said, what about the doctor? Go ahead.
So I had an appointment yesterday to get another scan done of my breast because they found a lump when I got my mammogram done. Now, I was told they found a lump, which means one. Got it? I felt it. I knew it was there. So I go in now thinking I'm going to get another scan tomorrow to find out what's happening. So I go in. She does the scan. I'm looking at the screen. I see the lump. She finds it. She takes a picture. She says, hey, don't go anywhere. The doctor's going to come in right now to tell you what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay, because I thought it was going to be the same procedure where I would have to wait a couple days for my doctor to tell me what this doctor said. She's like, no, the doctor's coming in. Great. She goes out. A doctor comes in who looks like a doctor. He's not some young kid. He's like 70 years old.
The only thing that really made her freak out was the price tag from Party City.
You're right. Like, you know what I'm saying? He looks like a doctor, okay? So I'm like, okay, this guy is about to tell me something. He looks like he knows what he's talking about. He says, you know, you just have this going on. It's just an inflamed cyst. It's not a big deal. They normally go away on their own.
Great
You're
news.
Fine. We'll see you next year.
Great news.
Great news. I'm like, all right, cool. Whew, I'm fine. Just got some knots somewhere else. Part of my life. I'm used to knots. So great. I'm out of here. So I get dressed, I leave. But you know what? Something deep down in my shana said, don't go far. So I didn't. I went to Chipotle right around here by the job. I was going to sit in there and eat because now I know the traffic is getting brewed up. So I'm like, I'll eat, chill, wait, then go home. As I am standing in line ordering my bowl, I get a call from the doctor's office and she says, have you gone far? And I said, not really. She's like, well, unfortunately, I need you to come back because the doctor didn't actually look at your mammogram. And
but Dan, I want to put you on hold, okay?
Thank you. You guys too.
All right. Send you over to Kyle. That was a good game. Nice job.
That was.
Good job, everybody.
Oh. You get ham and eggs, right? You don't get what that guy was trying to say?
I don't.
Ham and eggs? What do you usually get? Eggs and a pear?
What? You get eggs and a pear?
You usually get, how many eggs do you usually get in order order eggs?
They ask you how many you want, one, two, or three.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't either.
I thought it was something different.
You did too?
Yeah, I don't know. Is that
ham and eggs?
Like eggs like balls.
That's exactly what I'm implying.
And ham like butt?
No, ham like piece of meat.
Oh.
Oh,
why wouldn't you
on.
Say
That's
sausage?
Stretching. Ham? No, sausage.
I don't.
Sausage is meat.
Yeah, sausage would be the innuendo.
Absolutely.
Because ham and eggs sounded...
I don't know. Maybe yours looks weird.
Well,
oh, maybe yours. Maybe his looks like a ham.
He probably didn't read the story right. It probably says sausage.
Wow.
And he put ham.
I think his penis looks like a ham.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a
hope it does.
Pig wee wee. Mm-hmm. He's got an oinker.
Honey baked.
Got an oinker twinker.
One of those spiral cuts.
I don't know the entire story. I just know the first part of the story when I was texting back and forth with Nikki last night about non-related things. To this conversation that we're about to have. Guys, you know, like, as we're still new to Sacramento and the state of California, you got to tell us, is the medical thing, is it really, is it just bad?
It's horrible.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
It is horrible.
Is it just, I want to say us, but in this conversation, her, or is it just bad? Like, I don't want to beat up on nurses and doctors because we appreciate what you do, but... We have not had much luck since we've been into town. And wait till you hear this, because I've never heard of any doctor saying this before and going through what Nikki D had to go through yesterday. So we'll get you that story here in a minute. It's always an adjustment when you move. We no different. Happy to be here, no doubt. Don't get it twisted. I've been here for, we're going on a year, March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're almost up on a year. We're trying to put something together. Whether it happens or not, who knows. But, you know, you got things to do when you move. Unpack, find a dentist, find a doctor, find a mechanic. You know, you got to have all your go-tos, as I call them, your guys. Got to have a guy for everything. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that we have in common, Nikki D, is you and I struggle to find a doctor.
Yes. Struggle is real.
I mean, I went to the ER that one night when I dropped the TV on me and sliced open my forearm, and I was bleeding everywhere. I just wanted a tetanus shot. And I sat there for 6+ hours, and I finally had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even get it. And the next day, I went to an urgent care, and they, you know, 30 minutes, they you know, put me back together, which was great. But I had to, you know, I couldn't get help. I was like, this isn't real. This is like a third world country.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This was horrible. I'd never seen anything like it. And, you know, oh, woe is me. But I'm looking around, especially this older woman, this elderly lady that had been pushed to different hallways like me. She was all bruised up. That lady must have been close to 90 years old. I'm sitting there going, take her, you know. Take somebody, talk to this woman, at least talk to her.
Right.
So, you know, I every doctor that I've called, because at the beginning of the year, you know, you should get a physical. I know I do. And I've been trying to make an appointment. And they're like, one person that I talked to before the end of the year, they're like, she was not very nice. And she's like, you got to go on our website, fill out the information, and then we'll get back to you. It takes 2 to 3 weeks. 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So I did that. It's been over 3 weeks.
No one's gotten back to you.
No one's gotten back to me. I left a message. No one called me back. So it's almost, and, you know, and they say on the website, looking for new patients.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I went through the same thing with trying to find a doctor for my issues I have going on now. I called like 10 offices in one day.
So I don't know what the secret is, but I do think I found a doctor they've been really good at the communication. So I think I found one. Now, Nikki D, on the other hand, last night I was texting back and forth with her about, so she brought me some dip back from Georgia, and I didn't even look at the expiration date. You brought me back a can that expired in 2022.
I didn't even know dip had an expiration date.
Why would they sell that?
Because they know I don't dip, I'm sure. They just was like, oh, we'll give it to her. She doesn't know any better. I
don't think I've ever, for the years that I've been dipping, put in a bad dip that bad of a dip. I mean, it was so bad I had to spit it out.
So that's how you knew it was expired.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Was it the one that was just single by itself?
Yeah.
Oh, he got me.
You know what?
That thing's probably been sitting at the front because he gave me one of the logs, too.
Right.
And then that single can.
Yeah, he got you.
Oh, that's crazy.
So that's what I was telling you. I was joking around with her, and then I noticed she wasn't in the mood to joke because she wasn't getting any of my jokes. And I was like, is everything okay?
No.
She was like, you're not going to believe this. And I said, what? She goes, doctor. I said, what about the doctor? Go ahead.
So I had an appointment yesterday to get another scan done of my breast because they found a lump when I got my mammogram done. Now, I was told they found a lump, which means one. Got it? I felt it. I knew it was there. So I go in now thinking I'm going to get another scan tomorrow to find out what's happening. So I go in. She does the scan. I'm looking at the screen. I see the lump. She finds it. She takes a picture. She says, hey, don't go anywhere. The doctor's going to come in right now to tell you what's going on. I'm like, oh, okay, because I thought it was going to be the same procedure where I would have to wait a couple days for my doctor to tell me what this doctor said. She's like, no, the doctor's coming in. Great. She goes out. A doctor comes in who looks like a doctor. He's not some young kid. He's like 70 years old.
The only thing that really made her freak out was the price tag from Party City.
Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? He looks like a doctor. Okay. So I'm like, okay, this guy is about to tell me something. He looks like he knows what he's talking about. He says, you know, you just have this going on. It's just the inflamed cyst. It's not a big deal. They normally go away on their own.
Great
You're
news.
Fine. We'll see you next year.
Great news.
Great news. I'm like, all right, cool. Whew, I'm fine. Just got some knots somewhere else. Part of my life. I'm used to knots. So great. I'm out of here. So I get dressed. I leave. But you know what? Something deep down in my shana said, don't go far. So I didn't. I went to Chipotle right around here by the job. I was going to sit in there and eat because now I know the traffic is getting brewed up. So I'm like, I'll eat, chill, wait, then go home. As I am standing in line ordering my bowl, I get a call from the doctor's office and she says, have you gone far? And I said, not really. She's like, well, unfortunately, I need you to come back because the doctor didn't actually look at your mammogram. And now that he's looked at it, you have a different lump. And we need to take a picture of that one.
What did he look at?
Apparently nothing. He made a decision and gave me a prognosis, right? Without ever looking in my medical records.
Wow.
I was so angry. I couldn't even, like red stars start going in front of my eyes. And I just went through the line. I had already put the stuff in the bowl. I paid for it, got it bagged up, and I'm driving back. And as I'm driving back, I'm talking to myself saying, calm down, be calm, don't curse. Like, I'm just telling myself, don't spaz, don't curse these people out.
It's dry January.
Just please, just be calm, Nikki, be calm. So I get back, but I am furious. And I'm not talking. I don't say nothing. I just go to the counter. She's like, are you the lady that has to come back? I just say, yes. They get me back in there. And now everybody's trying to talk to me extra. And I'm not saying one word because I know if I open my mouth, I'm just going to go crazy. Huh. So I go back in and she says, yeah, when he finally looked at your mammogram, he realized you have another lump in a different location. So I'm just going to scan it. Then he's going to come back in and talk to you. So now I'm just furious. Like, I'm physically shaking. So I watch her go in again and do another scan. And I'm looking at the screen. Oh, there's a bigger lump.
Wow.
So now I don't have one. I have two.
Did he? Okay. So what did he say?
So he comes back in this time.
Don't tell me you have to go back to Chipotle.
I did not go back to Chipotle.
What did they say?
After my fifth burrito.
He says to me the second time, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't look at the record the first time. And then I realized this and that. But you're still fine. And it's benign. It's not a big deal. And this is how I know why. Because there's a scab on it.
Ooh.
And I said, you know what? Just get me out of here. I said, you sent me out of here and told me I was fine without ever looking at my medical records. So I just I'm very confused how I'm supposed to take your word at this point for anything that you're saying to me.
This is your second doctor.
This is the same doctor's second time.
No, not the same time in the day, but this is the second time you've had your breast looked at.
Yes, this is the second time.
Right. I mean, this is something very serious.
Oh. Absolutely.
And should be taken seriously.
Should be. Yeah.
But so now, I'm assuming, knowing you, or just being a human, you're like, I need to go get a third opinion.
Yes, I do. Because I don't trust anything that came out of his mouth yesterday. I don't feel like he has any idea what he's talking about. And if I wait and go back in a year, they're going to tell me, yeah, you have probably stage whatever and you're going to die in 2 weeks. Right. I don't have time. I'm going to a whole other doctor and get a whole different opinion at this point.
If I were you, I would just find a listener of the show and show him your breast. I would feel better about the consensus. Like, can you please medically squeeze these for me too?
Tell me what's wrong with them.
And just in your best opinion, everything you've seen on TV, what do you think? Because this ass jack that I went to the other day had no idea.
No clue. I could not believe it. I was so angry. I had a headache. I was just like, who does this? Like, this is my life.
You're a doctor.
I don't.
You look like one.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're a doctor. You don't have any kind of like.
I don't understand the disconnect, you know, whether it's me going to the ER and then being sent from hall to hall for 6 hours. And not just me, but other people worse off. And then it's always the excuse of COVID, like get over it. It's done. You know, I mean, I know it still exists, but the lifestyle changes. You got to go back to some type of normal. Like, everybody uses this COVID thing as an excuse to be lazy and incompetent. And it's supposed to green light and it doesn't. I mean, not in the real world, at least.
No.
So I just, you know, like when you told me, like, I didn't hear the whole story last night, but I heard the first part of it. This was just all through text. I was like mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is, you know, I've had family members pass of breast cancer before. You know, I've worked with numerous breast cancer charities and organizations in which every single one of them has been fantastic. And this is not a joke.
No. And a friend of mine told me yesterday that I was talking to, like, go back, get another opinion, because his aunt died from the very same thing. They mixed up her records with somebody with her same name, told her she was fine. She went back in a year, had cancer, and died.
That's
like,
horrible.
Yeah. So it's like.
This can't be normal.
It can't be. If it is, I don't know. I
mean, you might need to get a doctor in Nevada.
I'm going to have to go to another state. It's crazy.
You might have to drive over an hour and a half to go to see a doctor.
Just so you can get good care.
You can't. This might be a dumb question, but I'm assuming you can't do a teledoc with your boobs. Like, you can't flash somebody, right?
You can't. Like, they have to physically do scans and see what's going on. And
yeah, but could you have those scans sent to you and then share? You could share them with another doctor?
Well, here's the thing. I do have my records. They did email them to me, so that's why I'm going to try and find another doctor to go to and have them review it to give me another opinion to make sure that I'm fine.
You're going to be like Dalton. You're going to be having you have your own records. And it saves time. From Roadhouse. Do you always carry your medical records with you?
Mm-hmm.
It saves time. He's like, I'm going to give you a local. No. Pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, friend.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
So I'll be back on the phone today trying to find more doctors.
I'll tell you, I know it's not convenient for where you live, but so far so good with these people that I've been talking to. And they take TRICARE.
Yeah, I have to see a specific doctor when it comes to the breast, though. Yeah, not a primary care.
What are they called?
They are called gynecologists.
Oh, are they really? I thought that was just down there.
Well, that's how you go, and then they determine you have an issue, and then they send you to like a breast center.
So they start down there?
Well, they start on your breast.
That's the opposite of what us fellas learned, right?
Thorough.
You usually start up top, and then you go down there.
Yeah, when you go to the gynecologist, they do your breast exam and your, you know, exam down there.
Oh, two for one.
Two for one, yes.
Two for one.
Three for one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little too
far. You're doing too much. It's just two places they check.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a real. I think you're getting hornswoggled. I don't think that's real.
That is real.
I don't think so.
Ever since I've been going, that's what happens. You get an exam.
I got a lump up here. Can you take your panties off?
Yeah, please. You know what? I can check something else for you, too. Where did you go to school? I went to the what we call the Harvard of online schools, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
we're Phoenix. I'm Phoenix proud. All right, third round of, from a movie, by the way. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you the shocking study about plant-based diets, and I'm going to tell you what jump onto a family's boat while fishing.
All right, get you those two big stories from today with your third round of headlines here next.
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines, read all about it, baby. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Headlines.
Yeah, third round of headlines. Big thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air. Good Guys Heating Cooling. .com. Nikki D.
Did you know that because it says plant-based, it doesn't necessarily mean healthy? H5.
Have you seen the headlines? A plant-based burger substitute or plant-based meat substitute diet is healthier for you than the actual meat-based diet. Or at least that's what the headlines claim. But can we believe them? Is it true?
Mm-hmm. Most people see the new year as a chance to kickstart a healthy eating regimen, maybe even go Veganuary. I didn't even know all these Aries existed. But apparently, vegan fast food meals, according to a new study, do not have less calories than foods you eat with meat in them. So we were programmed to think that if you're vegan, somehow you're eating healthier. But I do have a friend that's vegan that told me, and it's so funny, we had this conversation like 2 weeks ago. It's not healthier if you're not doing like the raw-based type of vegan diet. You're eating just as many, if not more calories when you eat like that fast food and all those carbs and things like that.
Oreos are vegan, by the way.
Exactly. That's the example he gave me. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, why do you go vegan? Like, if I don't think I've ever met a vegetarian that was, like, in good shape or skinny or anything like that. Like, I always wondered. I'm like, because I was under the same impression.
What are the perks, right?
I was like, okay, well, if you're that's the gimmick, right? You're supposed to eat that, and I'm like, and you look like that, you know. But I don't know if that's the sole reason, or the other reason would be because of they think it's, you know, the cruelty to animals, or I'm not going to kill animals, which is, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I'm a meat guy. I'm a grill guy. You know, give me red meat. Let me put it on there. Man meat, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, but each into their own. I'm not judging. So that might be the other side of the vegan world is that, you know, oh, my God, you know, I've heard this one. Like there was a 60-minute special years and years ago, and they talked, they had like how they kill lamb, you know, and they put in this little thing, and it was horrible. And like all these people afterwards became vegan, you know, because of that. That I can understand.
Right.
You know, if you're an animal, I'm an animal lover. I can grasp that. But as far as the health thing, I never believed that it was healthier because there's things in meats, proteins and whatnot that you can't get, even though they say you can, in those types of foods.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're either it's two types of people that are vegan is kind of what was explained to me. Either you are into the I don't want to harm animals or whatever. Or the health side, because there are a lot of health benefits when you go vegan, quote unquote, the right way, where you eat the raw diets with the raw fruits, the raw vegetables. It helps clear up a lot of people's medical issues that they have.
But I tell you, I could do a good black bean burger. Oof, I love me a black bean burger.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean,
but it's not less than calories.
You think it'd be high that. In salt?
Wow. What?
It's not less than calories.
I said, you think it'd be high in salt?
I don't know. My wife will make black bean burgers,
mm-hmm.
and they're delicious. But then you kind of have this yearning for meat. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, anything that I eat, I'm like, what's the protein? Like if you go to a restaurant and you see, you know, something that's all vegetables, something mm-hmm. they'll say you can add a protein for something or whatnot.
I feel like I have to have the meat.
Well, I've not heard of veganary. Whatever you said.
Yeah, veganuary.
Yeah, not heard of that one. Dry January, yes, as we discussed earlier. You know.
Yes, I do know that.
And there's another one that I have not yet heard of that is, I don't know if it's new or not, that we'll discuss here in about 15 minutes regarding ladies and certain parts on their body.
Mm.
Well, that one's new to me. All right, second story.
A man trying to catch fish was confronted by a jealous croc, age 6.
At your feet.
Oh, my God! God,
hey,
no.
My mom. Oh, that's scary. That's scary as
God.
The people are going crazy in this video because they're out fishing, minding their own business, and this humongous crocodile jumps out of the water right onto their boat. And the guy grabs him like by the front of his mouth. He's so brave and like pushes him and he goes back into the water. So this took me down a rabbit hole.
Where's this at?
This took place in Australia, in Queensland. But the video audio that I posted, that took place, I think, in Florida because I went down a crocodile jumping on boat rabbit hole and I watched, I don't know, probably like 20 videos.
Are you getting it right? Is it crocodile or alligator?
It's a crocodile.
Crocodile in Australia. Alligator in Florida.
But crocodile, alligator. But the point is, these things are happening all across the country in different areas where gators are jumping onto fishermen boats and they're not really sure why they're doing it, but they're flipping their bodies out. They look like big fish if they weren't big gators. And they're not biting them. Nobody's been injured, but it's been happening, which is crazy.
Gator got a gate and croc got a croc.
To just jump in a boat?
I guess. I
mean, have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, numerous times. Especially when you're out kayaking. I've seen good-sized gators jump onto their kayaks.
I would just die. I've done the little swamp tours and all that stuff. A gator has never come up to the boat or tried to jump on it. You'll see them swimming beside it, but jumping out of the water, I have never seen that.
I was having this conversation in my head the other day. I saw a video. It was a viral video of them feeding, I think there were crocs, and they throwing chickens into the croc pit. And this chicken was such a badass. It just like, it kept hopping from croc to croc, and it escaped. I was like, yeah, good for you, chicken.
Wow.
It was pretty neat. And I was thinking, because, you know, growing up, you know, I moved to Florida when I was a kid, like 11, and there were some new wildlife, like red ants. That was new. Lizards, you know, all these different types of snakes that were everywhere. And then the alligators, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ride my four-wheeler out, you know, in the little water area. There's tons of gators everywhere. And my mother, I guess we just didn't think that they were harmful, but you know, we would walk our dogs down by the water.
Wow.
And I remember her letting me get out of her car. There was this huge, I mean, this thing must have been 14 foot, just stretched across the road. You couldn't get past it. And I was like, oh, I want to go see it. She lets me out of the car, and I go probably within 6 feet of the thing. And it started hissing at me. I'm like, Mom, it's hissing at me. It was, you know, when I was in seventh grade, because I was so bad, my mom thought it'd be good to send me to Bible camp. And sends me to Bible camp to this, you know, some men are men, sheep are scared, you know, city in Florida with my best friend. That's the one we started the riot mm-hmm. and we got kicked out. So we'd sneak out at night to go smoke cigarettes down at the dock. And the water was so high that it was almost parallel with the dock. And you couldn't see, there was no lights. All you could see were the eyes out in the water.
Of gators.
And we were all sitting on the dock. And we'd get these girls to come out with us smoking cigarettes. And just all around us, we were surrounded by gators. And you could hear them.
Oh.
And we thought it was funny.
Your life was spared.
I mean, how lucky is that,
you,
right?
You have to believe in something because you should have died multiple times.
No joke. Yeah. So that's what I was saying in my head. I'm going, God almighty, how did I survive being a child? All right, dry January we covered earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you the history behind that. And now we've learned about...
Now that he's looked at it, you have a different lump. And we need to take a picture of that one.
What did he look at?
Apparently nothing. He made a decision and gave me a prognosis, right? Without ever looking in my medical records.
Wow.
I was so angry. I couldn't even, like red stars start going in front of my eyes. And I just went through the line. I had already put the stuff in the bowl. I paid for it, got it bagged up, and I'm driving back. And as I'm driving back, I'm talking to myself saying, calm down, be calm, don't curse. Like, I'm just telling myself, don't spaz, don't curse these people out.
It's dry January.
Just please be just be calm, Nikki, be calm. So I get back, but I am furious. And I'm not talking. I don't say nothing. I just go to the counter. And she's like, are you the lady that has to come back? I just say, yes. They get me back in there. And now everybody's trying to talk to me extra. And I'm not saying one word because I know if I open my mouth, I'm just going to go crazy. Huh. So I go back in and she says, yeah, when he finally looked at your mammogram, he realized you have another lump in a different location. So I'm just going to scan it. Then he's going to come back in and talk to you. So now I'm just furious. Like, I'm physically shaking. So I watch her go in again and do another scan. And I'm looking at the screen. Oh, there's a bigger lump.
Wow.
So now I don't have one. I have two.
Did he? Okay, so what did he say?
So he comes back in this time.
Don't tell me you had to go back to Chipotle.
I did not go back to Chipotle.
What did they say?
After my fifth burrito.
He says to me the second time, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't look at the record the first time, and then I realized this and that, but you're still fine, and it's benign, it's not a big deal, and this is how I know why. Because there's a scab on it.
Ooh.
And I said, you know what? Just get me out of here. I said, you sent me out of here and told me I was fine without ever looking at my medical records. So I just I'm very confused how I'm supposed to take your word at this point for anything that you're saying to me.
This is your second doctor.
This is the same doctor's second time.
No, not the same time in the day, but this is the second time you've had your breast looked at.
Yes, this is the second time.
Right. I mean, mm-hmm. this is something very serious.
Oh, absolutely.
And should be taken seriously.
Should be.
Yeah. But so now I'm assuming, knowing you or just being a human, you're like, I need to go get a third opinion.
Yes, I do. Because I don't trust anything that came out of his mouth yesterday. I don't feel like he has any idea what he's talking about. And if I wait and go back in a year, they're going to tell me, yeah, you have probably stage whatever and you're going to die in 2 weeks. Right. I don't have time. I'm going to a whole other doctor and get a whole different opinion at this point.
If I were you, I would just find a listener of the show and show him your breast. I would feel better about the consensus. Like, can you please medically squeeze these for me too?
Tell me what's wrong with them.
And just tell what, in your best opinion, everything you've seen on TV, what do you think? Because this ass jack that I went to the other day had no idea.
No clue. I could not believe it. I was so angry. I had a headache. I was just like, who does this? Like, this is my life.
You're a doctor.
Look like one.
You know what I mean? But that's what I'm saying. Like, you're a doctor. You don't have any kind of like...
I don't understand the disconnect, you know, whether it's me going to the ER and then being sent from hall to hall for 6 hours. And not just me, but other people worse off. And then it's always the excuse of COVID. Like get over it. It's done. You know, I mean, I know it still exists, but the lifestyle changes. You got to go back to some type of normal. Like, everybody uses this COVID thing as an excuse to be lazy and incompetent. And it's supposed to green light, and it doesn't. I mean, not in the real world, at least.
No.
So I just, you know, like when you told me, like, I didn't hear the whole story last night, but I heard the first part of it. This was just all through text. I was like mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is, you know, I've had family members pass of breast cancer before. You know, I've worked with numerous breast cancer charities and organizations in which every single one of them has been fantastic. And this is not a joke.
No. And a friend of mine told me yesterday that I was talking to, like, go back, get another opinion, because his aunt died from the very same thing. They mixed up her records with somebody with her same name, told her she was fine. She went back in a year, had cancer and died.
That's
like,
horrible.
Yeah. So it's like,
this can't be normal.
It can't be. If it is, I don't know.
You might need to get a doctor in Nevada.
I'm going to have to go to another state. It's crazy.
You might have to drive over an hour and a half to go see a doctor.
Just so you can get good care.
You can't. This might be a dumb question, but I'm assuming you can't do a teledoc with your boobs. Like, you can't flash somebody, right?
You can't. Like, they have to physically do scans and see what's going on.
Yeah, but could you have those scans sent to you and then share? You could share them with another doctor?
Well, here's the thing. I do have my records. They did email them to me, so that's why I'm going to try and find another doctor to go to and have them review it to give me another opinion to make sure that I'm fine.
You're going to be like Dalton. You're going to be having you have your own records. It saves time. From Roadhouse. Do you always carry your medical records with you?
Mm-hmm.
It saves time. So I'm going to give you a local. No. Pain don't hurt. Well, I'm sorry to hear about that, friend.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
So I'll be back on the phone today trying to find more doctors.
I'll tell you, I know it's not convenient for where you live, but so far so good with these people that I've been talking to. And they take TRICARE.
Yeah, I have to see a specific doctor. When
you need
to
a boob
breast,
doctor.
Though, yeah, not primary care.
What are they called?
They are called gynecologists.
Oh, are they really? I thought that was just down there.
Well, that's how you go, and then they determine you have an issue, and then they send you to like a breast center.
So they start down there?
Well, they start on your breast.
That's the opposite of what us fellas learned, right?
Thorough.
You usually start up top, and then you go down, yeah.
Yeah, when you go to the gynecologist, they do your breast exam and your, you know, exam down there.
Oh, two for one.
Two for one, yes.
Two for one.
Three for one.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a little too
far. You're doing too much. It's just two places they check.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a real. I think you're getting hornswoggled. I don't think that's real.
That is real.
I don't think so.
Since I've been going, that's what happens. You get an exam.
Hey, I got a lump up here. Can you take your panties off?
Yeah, please? You know what? I can check something else for you, too. Where did you go to school? I went to the, what we call the Harvard of online schools, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
we're Phoenix. I'm Phoenix proud. All right. Third round of, from a movie, by the way. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you the shocking study about plant-based diets, and I'm going to tell you what jump onto a family's boat while fishing.
All right, get you those two big stories from today with your third round of headlines here next.
Stand by for news.
News, 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 news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines, read all about it, baby. Extra, extra, read all about it.
Headlines.
Yeah, third round of headlines. Big thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air. Good Guys Heating Cooling. .com. Nikki D.
Did you know that because it says plant-based, it doesn't necessarily mean healthy? H5.
Have you seen the headlines? A plant-based burger substitute or plant-based meat substitute diet is healthier for you than the actual meat-based diet. Or at least that's what the headlines claim. But can we believe them? Is it true?
Mm-hmm. Most people see the new year as a chance to kickstart a healthy eating regimen, maybe even go Veganuary. I didn't even know all these Aries existed. But apparently, vegan fast food meals, according to a new study, do not have less calories than foods you eat with meat in them. So we were programmed to think that if you're vegan, somehow you're eating healthier. But I do have a friend that's vegan that told me, and it's so funny, we had this conversation like 2 weeks ago. It's not healthier if you're not doing like the raw-based type of vegan diet. You're eating just as many, if not more calories when you eat like that fast food and all those carbs and things like that.
Oreos are vegan, by the way.
Exactly. That's the example he gave me. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, why do you go vegan? Like, if I don't think I've ever met a vegetarian that was, like, in good shape or skinny or anything like. Like, I always wondered. I'm like, because I was under the same impression.
What are the perks, right?
I was like, okay, well, if you're. That's the gimmick, right? You're supposed to eat that, and I'm like, and you look like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's the sole reason, or the other reason would be because of they think it's, you know, the cruelty to animals, or I'm not going to kill animals, which is, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I'm a meat guy. I'm a grill guy. Mm-hmm. You know, give me red meat. Let me put it on there. Man meat, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, but each into their own. I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the other side of the vegan world, is that, you know, oh my God, you know, I've heard this one. Like, there was a 60 Minute special years and years ago, and they talked, they had like how they kill lamb,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they put in this little thing, and it was horrible. And like all these people afterwards became vegan, you know, because of that. That I can understand.
Right.
You know, if you're an animal, I'm an animal lover. I can grasp that. But as far as the health thing, I never believed that it was healthier, because there's things in meats, proteins and whatnot, that you can't get, even though they say you can, in those types of foods.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You're either, it's two types of people that are vegan, is kind of what was explained to me. Either you are into the, I don't want to harm animals or whatever, or the health side, because there are a lot of health benefits when you go vegan, quote unquote, the right way, where you eat the raw diets with the raw fruits, the raw vegetables. It helps clear up a lot of people's medical issues that they have.
But I tell you, I could do a good black bean burger. Oof, I love me a black bean burger.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean,
but it's not less than calories.
You think it'd be high in salt? Wow.
What?
It's not less than calories.
I said, you think it'd be high in salt?
I don't know. My wife will make black bean burgers,
mm-hmm.
and they're delicious. But then you kind of have this yearning for meat. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, anything that I eat, I'm like, what's the protein? Like, if you go to a restaurant and you see, you know, something that's all vegetables, something mm-hmm. else, like you can add a protein for something or whatnot.
I feel like I have to have the meat.
Well, I've not heard of veganary, whatever you said.
Yeah, veganary.
Yeah, not heard of that one. Dry January, yes, as we discussed earlier, you know.
Yes, I do know that.
And there's another one that I have not yet heard of that is, I don't know if it's new or not, that we'll discuss here in about 15 minutes regarding ladies and certain parts on their body. Well, that one's new to me. All right, second story.
A man trying to catch fish was confronted by a jealous croc, age 6.
At your feet.
Oh, my God. God, hey, no.
My mom.
Oh, that's scary. That's scary as God.
The people are going crazy in this video because they're out fishing, minding their own business, and this humongous crocodile jumps out of the water right onto their boat. And the guy grabs him like by the front of his mouth. He's so brave, and like pushes him, and he goes back into the water. So this took me down a rabbit hole.
Where's this at?
This took place in Australia, in Queensland. But the video audio that I posted, that took place, I think, in Florida, because I went down a crocodile jumping on boat rabbit hole, and I watched, I don't know, probably like 20 videos.
Are you getting it right? Is it crocodile or alligator?
It's a crocodile.
Crocodile in Australia. Alligator in Florida?
But crocodile, alligator. But the point is, these things are happening all across the country in different areas where gators are jumping onto fishermen boats, and they're not really sure why they're doing it, but they're flipping their bodies out. They look like big fish if they weren't big gators, and they're not biting them. Nobody's been injured, but it's been happening, which is crazy.
Gator got a gate and croc got a croc.
To just jump in a boat?
I guess. I
mean, have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, numerous times, especially when you're out kayaking. I've seen good size people had good sized gators jump onto their kayaks.
I would just die. I've done the little swamp tours and all that stuff. A gator has never come up to the boat or tried to jump on it. You'll see them swimming beside it, but jumping out of the water, I have never seen that.
I was having this conversation in my head the other day. I saw a video. It was a viral video of them feeding, I think there were crocs, and they throwing chickens into the croc pit. And this chicken was such a badass. It just like, it kept hopping from croc to croc, and it escaped. I was like, yeah, good for you, chicken.
Wow.
It was pretty neat. And I was thinking, because, you know, growing up, you know, I moved to Florida when I was a kid, like 11, and there were some new wildlife, like red ants. That was new. Lizards, you know, all these different types of snakes that were everywhere. And then the alligators, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ride my four-wheeler out, you know, in the little water area. There's tons of gators everywhere. And my mother, I guess we just didn't think that they were harmful, but you know, we would walk our dogs down by the water.
Wow.
And ugh. I remember her letting me get out of her car. There was this huge, I mean, this thing must have been 14 foot, just stretched across the road. You couldn't get past it. And I was like, oh, I want to go see it. She lets me out of the car, and I go probably within 6 feet of the thing. And it started hissing at me. I'm like, Mom, it's hissing at me. It was, you know, when I was in seventh grade, because I was so bad, my mom thought it'd be good to send me to Bible camp. And sends me to Bible camp to this, you know, some Men Are Men, Sheep Are Scared, you know, city in Florida with my best friend. That's the one we started the riot, mm-hmm. and we got kicked out. So we'd sneak out at night to go smoke cigarettes down at the dock. And the water was so high that it was almost parallel with the dock. And you couldn't see. There was no lights. All you could see were the eyes out in the water.
Of gators.
And oh, we literally were all sitting on the dock. And we'd get these girls to come out with us smoking cigarettes. And just all around us, we were surrounded by gators. And you could hear them. Oh. And we thought it was funny.
Your life was spared.
I mean, how lucky is that, right?
You have to believe in something because you should have died multiple times.
No joke. Yeah. So that's what I was saying in my head. I'm going, God almighty, how did I survive being a child? All right, dry January we covered earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you the history behind that. And now we've learned about
Veganuary. Well, you're a vegan for the month of January.
So this one totally new to me. This is for January, and it has to do with ladies. Guys, you need to pay attention to this, too, because you might wake up in about a week's time and ask your lady why she's doing something, not really be happy about it. Her answer is going to be January.
Hairy.
Oh. All right. I'll explain more here in a minute.
Sinner.
So they start down there?
Well, they start on your breast.
That's the opposite of what us fellas learned, right?
Thorough.
You usually start up top and then you go down there.
Yeah, when you go to the gynecologist, they do your breast exam and your, you know, exam down there.
Oh, you get, two for one.
Two for one, yes.
Two for one.
Three for one.
Oh, my gosh.
A little too
now far. You're doing too much. It's just two places they check.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a real. I think you're getting hornswoggled. I don't think that's real.
That is real.
I don't think so.
Since I've been going, that's what happens. You get an exam.
Hey, I got a lump up here. Can you take your panties off?
Yeah, you know what? I can check something else for you too. Where did you go to school? I went to the what we call the Harvard of online schools, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
we're Phoenix. I'm Phoenix proud. All right, third round of, from a movie, by the way. Third round of headlines. What do you got?
I'm going to tell you the shocking study about plant-based diets, and I'm going to tell you what jumped onto a family's boat while fishing.
All right, get you those two big stories from today with your third round of headlines here next.
Stand by for news.
It's time for today's top two.
Headlines. Read all about it, baby. Extra, extra. Read all about it.
Headlines.
Yeah, third round of headlines. Big thanks to Good Guys Heating and Air, goodguysheatingcooling.com. Nikki D.
Did you know that because it says plant-based, it doesn't necessarily mean healthy? H5.
Have you seen the headlines? A plant-based burger substitute or plant-based meat substitute diet is healthier for you than the actual meat-based diet. Or at least that's what the headlines claim. But can we believe them? Is it true?
Most people see the new year as a chance to kickstart a healthy eating regimen, maybe even go veganuary. I didn't even know all these Aries existed. But apparently, vegan fast food meals, according to a new study, do not have less calories than foods you eat with meat in them. So we were programmed to think that if you're vegan, somehow you're eating healthier. But I do have a friend that's vegan that told me, and it's so funny, we had this conversation like 2 weeks ago. It's not healthier if you're not doing like the raw-based type of vegan diet. You're eating just as many, if not more calories when you eat like that fast food and all those carbs and things like that.
Oreos are vegan, by the way.
Exactly. That's the example he gave me. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, why do you go vegan? I don't think I've ever met a vegetarian that was, like, in good shape or skinny or anything like that. Like, I always wondered. I'm like, because I was under the same impression.
What are the perks, right?
But I was like, okay, well, if you're... That's the gimmick, right? You're supposed to eat that, and I'm like, and you look like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's the sole reason, or the other reason would be because of they think it's, you know, the cruelty to animals, or I'm not going to kill animals, which is, I mean, that's a whole other conversation. I'm a meat guy. I'm a grill guy. Mm-hmm. You know, give me red meat. Let me put it on there. Man meat, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. You know, but each into their own. I'm not judging.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be the other side of the vegan world is that, you know, oh, my God, you know, I've heard this one. Like there was a... like a 60-minute special years and years ago, and they talked, they had like how they kill lamb, you know, and they put in this little thing, and it was horrible. And like all these people afterwards became vegan, you know, because of that. That I can understand.
Right.
You know, if you're an animal, I'm an animal lover. I can grasp that. But as far as the health thing, I never believed that it was healthier because there's things in meats, proteins and whatnot that you can't get, even though they say you can, in those types of foods.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're either it's two types of people that are vegan is kind of what was explained to me. Either you are into the I don't want to harm animals or whatever. Or the health side, because there are a lot of health benefits when you go vegan, quote unquote, the right way, where you eat the raw diets with the raw fruits, the raw vegetables. It helps clear up a lot of people's medical issues that they have.
But I tell you, I could do a good black bean burger. Oof, I love me a black bean burger.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean,
but it's not less than calories.
You think it'd be high that. In salt?
Wow. What?
It's not less than calories.
I said, you think it'd be high in salt?
I don't know. My wife will make black bean burgers,
mm-hmm.
and they're delicious. But then you kind of have this yearning for meat. Mm. You know, it's like, you know, anything that I eat, I'm like, what's the protein? Like if you go to a restaurant and you see, you know, something that's all vegetables, something mm-hmm. else, like you can add a protein for something or something or whatnot.
I feel like I have to have the meat.
Well, I've not heard of veganary. Whatever you said.
Yeah, veganuary.
Yeah, not heard of that one. Dry January, yes, as we discussed earlier. You know.
Yes, I do know that.
And there's another one that I have not yet heard of that is, I don't know if it's new or not, that we'll discuss here in about 15 minutes regarding ladies and certain parts on their body. Mm. Well, that one's new to me. All right, second story.
A man trying to catch fish was confronted by a jealous croc, age 6.
At your feet.
Oh, my God.
The people are going crazy in this video because they're out fishing, minding their own business, and this humongous crocodile jumps out of the water right onto their boat. And the guy grabs him like by the front of his mouth. He's so brave and like pushes him and he goes back into the water. So this took me down a rabbit hole.
Where's this at?
This took place in Australia, in Queensland. But the video audio that I posted, that took place, I think, in Florida, because I went down a crocodile jumping on boat rabbit hole, and I watched, I don't know, probably like 20 videos.
Are you getting it right? Is it crocodile or alligator?
It's a crocodile.
Crocodile in Australia. Alligator in Florida?
But crocodile, alligator. But the point is, these things are happening all across the country in different areas where gators are jumping onto fishermen boats, and they're not really sure why they're doing it, but they're flipping their bodies out. They look like big fish if they weren't big gators. And they're not biting them. Nobody's been injured, but it's been happening, which is crazy.
Gator got a gate and croc got a croc.
To just jump in a boat?
I guess. I
mean, have you ever seen that?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen that.
Oh, yeah, numerous times, especially when you're out kayaking. I've seen good-sized gators jump onto their kayaks.
I would just die. I've done the little swamp tours and all that stuff. A gator has never come up to the boat or tried to jump on it. You'll see them swimming beside it, but jumping out of the water, I have never seen that.
I was having this conversation in my head the other day. I saw a video. It was a viral video of them feeding, I think they were crocs, and they throwing chickens into the croc pit. And this chicken was such a badass. It just like, it kept hopping from croc to croc, and it escaped. I was like, yeah, good for you, chicken.
Wow.
It was pretty neat. And I was saying, because, you know, growing up, you know, I moved to Florida when I was a kid, like 11, and there were some new wildlife, like red ants. That was new. Lizards, you know, all these different types of snakes that were everywhere. And then the alligators, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd ride my four-wheeler out, you know, in the little water area. There's tons of gators everywhere. And my mother, I guess we just didn't think that they were harmful, but you know, we would walk our dogs down by the water.
Wow.
And ugh. I remember her letting me get out of her car. There was this huge, I mean, this thing must have been 14 foot, just stretched across the road. You couldn't get past it. And I was like, oh, I want to go see it. She lets me out of the car, and I go probably within 6 feet of the thing. And it started hissing at me. I'm like, Mom, it's hissing at me. There was, you know, when I was in seventh grade, because I was so bad, my mom thought it'd be good to send me to Bible camp. And sends me to Bible camp to this, you know, some men are men, sheep are scared, you know, city in Florida with my best friend. That's the one we started the riot and we got kicked out. So we'd sneak out at night to go smoke cigarettes down at the dock. And the water was so high that it was almost parallel with the dock. And you couldn't see, there was no lights. All you could see were the eyes out in the water.
Of gators.
And we were all sitting on the dock, and we get these girls to come out with us smoking cigarettes, and just all around us, we were surrounded by gators, and you could hear them. Oh. And we thought it was funny.
Your life was spared.
I mean, how lucky is that,
you,
right?
You have to believe in something because you should have died multiple times.
No joke. Yeah. So that's what I was saying in my head. I'm going, God almighty, how did I survive being a child? All right, dry January we covered earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Gave you the history behind that. And now we've learned about vegan.
Well, you're a vegan for the month of January.
So this one totally new to me. This is for January, and it has to do with ladies. Guys, you need to pay attention to this, too, because you might wake up in about a week's time and ask your lady why she's doing something, not really be happy about it. Her answer is going to be January.
Hairy.
Oh. All right. I'll explain more here in a minute.
Hang on.